From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Bill Williams is reporting for WCTW FM, The Cat. The United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties has announced that effective this month, service to Greene and Columbia Counties will be subsumed by the United Way of Greater Capital Region headquartered in Albany. Brad Polster, executive director of the local agency, said in a press release, the trend of the organization's smaller agencies being absorbed by neighboring larger agencies is due in part to the changing demographics of the population and traditional sources of support. Polster said, and I quote, a full 40% of the population of the two-county area is at or below the threshold of providing basic needs for daily living. The United Way of the Greater Capital Region already serves a five-county area, including Rensselaer, Albany, Saratoga, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. I see this union as a natural progression to better service the needs of Columbia and Greene counties, end quote. The United Way of Columbia and Greene counties will no longer accept donations as of January 18th. You can read the full press release at 985thecat.iheart.com. Ken Levitt is reporting for the Daily News. The newly formed AVR Now will focus on the passage of legislation in New York that would create automatic voter registration. The group is part of the progressive think tank Data for Progress and will be headed by its co-founder, Sean McIlwee. McIlwee said, and I quote, this session in Albany, we have a simple choice. Either keep a broken status quo and tolerate chronically dysfunctional elections or move into the future by ensuring our voting laws work for everyone, end quote. Under the suggested legislation, a person's name would automatically be added to the voter's roll when they interact with state government agencies unless the potential voter specifically opts out. Agencies like the motor vehicles and health departments or public colleges would transfer information on eligible voters to the State Board of Elections. The Board of Elections would then send a postcard to these people giving them a chance to select a political party or decline registration. Those who do not opt out would be automatically registered to vote. 15 states, including New Jersey and Massachusetts and Washington, D.C., have approved automatic voter registration. Read the full story in the Daily News. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Wyndham Mountain Resort began the new year with a new majority shareholder. Connecticut-based North Castle Partners now owns and controls most of the corporation's stock. Four of the existing shareholders remain in the partnership. The partnership manages the ski slopes, country club, Wynwood Inn, and the Adventure Park. Wynwood Mountains president Chip Siemens said the change would not change existing management or have an impact on the resort's customers. Siemens said, and I quote, we expect to continue to invest in improving the resort's trails, amenities, and expanding our summer offerings. We will continue to make it a family-friendly resort, end quote. The Wyndham Resort is a year-round destination with 285 skiable acres, 54 trails, and 12 lifts. Wyndham Mountain opened a new high-speed ski passenger lift December 20th. Read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The union representing New York's environmental conservation officers is calling for the state to enhance its environmental enforcement activities as a way to address climate change, calling it, and I quote, the greatest threat to New Yorkers, end quote. Harold Barber, an 18-year veteran of the State Department of Environmental Conservation's law enforcement arm, said, and I quote, the state of New York must act decisively and quickly to fill the void created by the dismantling of the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, end quote. Barber called on state leaders to step up and take a leadership role in combating the impending danger of climate change. According to the union, DEC's police force has grown smaller because of, and I quote, a combination of factors, including attrition and pay and benefits far below what compatible police units offer, end quote. DEC officers were initially responsible for enforcing hunting and fishing regulations, but the job has evolved to also address pollution, to also help to respond to catastrophes such as flooding. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.